Set your rule and reign in our hearts again. Increase in us, we pray. Unveil why we're made. Come set our hearts ablaze with hope, like wildfire in our very soul. Holy Spirit, come invade us now. We are your church. We need your power in us. We seek your kingdom first. We hunger and we thirst. Refuse to waste our lives, for you're our joy and prize. To see the captive hearts released, the hurt, the sick, the poor at peace. We lay down our lives for heaven's cause. We are your church. We pray revive this earth. Build your kingdom here. Let the darkness fear. Show your mighty hand. Heal our streets and land. Set your church on fire. Win this nation back. Change the atmosphere. Build your kingdom here. We pray. Unleash your kingdom's power, reaching near and far. No force of hell can stop your beauty changing heart. Much more than this, awake the kingdom seed in us. Fill us with the strength and love of Christ. We are your church. We are the hope on earth. So build your kingdom. Church on fire, win this nation back, change the atmosphere, build your kingdom here, we pray, build your kingdom here, let the darkness fear, show your
friends. Thank you for joining us tonight on Virtual Pathway. We want to welcome you here this evening. It'll be just a short time more and we'll be able to get back together again in person and shake hands and hug and smile and see each other. Really appreciate you taking your time this evening. There is light at the end of the tunnel and we'll be glad to see each other at that time.
Hey Pathway people, it's Loretta. We're going to do a song that everybody knows. We've been doing it Pathway for years, and all the background vocals and all the background instruments are Wendell. He's not in my house. It's just magic. Here we go.
everybody doing? This is Kathy. Just wanted to say hello, tell you that I really miss you guys. Been looking up a lot of new recipes so that when we can get back together again, I'll have something new to cook for you. In the meantime, I've been trying to grow everything I can, flowers, vegetables, whatnot, spending some time with my family where I can safely, and staying inside. I hope you all are doing well. I hope that you're not letting this isolation really get to you. Remember that God's always with us, and He's got a plan for us. He knows what He's doing, and He's really in control. Not us, and not the government, or not the virus. I miss your hugs and kisses. I miss seeing everybody. I miss the music and Wendell's messages and the people that get up in there and bare their souls. I just miss being a family together. But I still love you, and I'll be looking forward to seeing you again real soon. Thanks.
Take my name, oh love is my redeemer, lifting me up from the ground. Love is the power where my freedom song is found. Fear is a liar with a smooth and velvet tongue. Fear is a tyrant, he's always telling me to run. Love is the resurrection, love is the trumpet sound. Love is my weapon, I'm gonna take my giant down. There ain't no grave gonna hold my body down. Between death and life, and there on the tree, the Lamb of God was crucified, and he went down to hell, and he took back every key, and he rose as a lion, and he set the captive free. There ain't no into. There ain't no grave gonna hold my body down.
Hey guys, I want to say hi to all my Pathway peeps out there. Say I love you and miss you. I miss our hugs a lot. So, I just want to share that this week has been a rough week for me. It's been rough. It's been tough. The store's been broken 1, 2, 3 times. And that's not been fun to deal with. Because of that, I become consumed at work with police reports and phone calls and meeting with the people and incident reports and photos and repairs and HASP changes, and it just becomes an all-day thing. And that's been my entire life for the last few days. So in sharing all that, I become consumed and it takes a lot of my energy. It's depressing, you know, it takes a lot out of me. So I was talking to a friend, a trusted friend, and we were kind of chatting, and you know, he kind of pointed out to me that sometimes you just can't take things personal. And it reminded me of something that I had heard earlier this week, and that how important it is to add the word sometimes. Like, sometimes life just sucks sometimes, and sometimes life is great, and sometimes work is not fun, and sometimes it's great. So sometimes I'm included in a text and sometimes not, and sometimes people call and sometimes they don't. And by adding the word sometimes to things, that it kind of gives a little space and it makes it a little easier sometimes to handle sometimes. So that's my lesson. I want to share it with you guys because it helped me a lot. That let's just add the word sometimes. Be okay with yourself sometimes. And that it's okay to not be okay sometimes. So I miss you guys all the time. And I can't wait to see you again. And let's hope for a better week sometimes.
Hey, Pathway. This is Wendell. It's good to be with you again on Sunday night. It's hard to believe we're starting in May already. Who knows when we're going to get back together. I'm hoping and praying it'll be sometime in June, but who knows. I need some hugs. I need some handshakes. I need some dressed eggs. I need some, Lewis is shaking his head. Yes, yes, yes. Dressed eggs, we need them. And all the other goodies you bring and just all the love that you bring. And the day is coming. We will get back together, but we're going to have to settle for this virtual gathering for now. I'm Wendell. I'm living loved by Jesus, and that's got some fresh new flavor to it, a few extra things to it these days that I'm discovering. I'm recovering from spiritual and emotional abuse and addiction to work and food. And control, and can I get a witness about the food thing these days? Yeah, I hear you. And I've had issues with pornography, with alcohol, with rage, with panic attacks, and with depression, you name it. That's my laundry list, and it could be longer, but we'll stop at that. For those of us who are watching tonight who have been involved in Celebrate Recovery / Pathway over the last years. It's hard to believe we've been at Broadway for like 15 years now. That's a long, we're closing in on 15 years. That's a long, long time. And over the years in our recovery ministry, we've said a lot of the same things over and over. And if you've been part of that, then tonight's going to sound like, oh, wow, we've heard that before. But we have quite a few people who are tuning in on Sunday nights to watch this who really aren't oriented to recovery or to what Pathway's all about. So tonight's going to be not just for them. It's going to be for all of us as a reminder, but it's going to be new to some people. So I just want to kind of tell a little bit of my story and weave in this the whole dynamic thing with this pandemic, this virus that we're dealing with right now. Start with kind of my story. I was brought up in a Christian home. I went to a Christian college and graduated from seminary, of course, Christian. I pastored as a senior pastor in churches for like 25 years. And in 2005, Robbie and I wound up in Celebrate Recovery just out of curiosity, and wound up helping with the music and leading worship there, the worship band. And my first attitude was, well, I'll go help those people, because of course I knew it all. I was trained and fully functional and fully healthy and fully wise and all the good stuff you try to be, you know, on the outside. Well, I was there, I don't know, 4 to 6 months, and I began to realize, oh, I'm not so healthy and I'm not so functional, and I am an addict. And I wasn't a drug addict and I wasn't an alcoholic, but I realized I was an addict in every sense of the word, except I had just picked socially and religiously acceptable drugs, medications for my inner pain. But as I spent time there, I realized how dysfunctional I was and that I really needed some emotional, relational healing. So I got into small groups and started to tell my story, started to listen to other people's stories. And that's when my recovery started. And initially, I realized I need personal recovery. My emotions are damaged and wounded. My ways of thinking are skewed, and I need to be healed. So I focused on myself and focused on my own personal healing, and that began to happen. Then I began to realize that I needed healing in my relationships with my people. I went to my son and my daughter and made amends. My wife and I had lengthy and numerous conversations. We still do, about our relationship. I started to realize that I wasn't relating to my friends, my coworkers, my peeps. You know, I just wasn't relating in a healthy way. So I started working on that kind of recovery. And then I realized that even though I was, you know, huge air quotes, trained in theology at seminary, I really needed, let's just put it this way, I needed theological recovery, that my thoughts, my feelings toward God were not healthy. I was trying to serve and worship a God who really didn't exist. And so I had to discover who the real God was. And I did that through Jesus. I went to the four Gospels and just camped out there for years, read them over and over and over, taking him at his word when he said, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. So I thought, okay, if he's telling the truth, now I want to know who the Father is by watching Jesus. And so I discovered a completely different God than I had held inside of me and tried to relate to all these years. And I realized how much God loved me and how much God knew I was going to be a mess up when he made me. And that was, he made me anyway. And so he's good with me being fully human, which I'm fully human in every sense of the word. And so then I started to look around and realize, okay, we need personal recovery. We need relational recovery. We need theological or God relational recovery. But we also, and this is what really hit me, and it's been bothering me for, I don't know, 5 or 6 years now, bad. We need cultural and political recovery. Because these days, politics and culture are all tangled up in each other. And we live in a broken, dysfunctional society, a world, not just society, American society, but the world. We live in a very unhealthy, dysfunctional world. We don't know how to get along with people who are not like us. And this is where the pandemic hit me. This virus is absolutely no respecter of persons. It doesn't care whether you're black or white, male or female, Democrat or Republican, Methodist or Baptist or Pentecostal or Catholic. It doesn't matter. It doesn't care whether you're gay or straight. It doesn't care if you're rich or poor. It doesn't, it does not discriminate at all. It finds, it is not partial to one group of people. And when it comes at you, you can wave your tribal marker all you want. Well, I'm this or I'm that. You can give your certification that you're a registered so-and-so or a licensed so-and-so, or that you've achieved a certain status, you can wave all those little flags you want to wave. It'll still take you down. It doesn't discriminate. It shows no partiality whatsoever. And it just has hit me that we live in a culture where a virus is less partial than we are. We can't even be as open-minded as a virus, and that we can look past somebody's color or sexual preference or denomination or political persuasion or whatever. We can't look past that. We check their tribal markers within the first 5 minutes of a conversation, and then from then on, everything is tainted. Everything goes through that filter. Well, I love you because the Bible tells me I'm supposed to love you, but I don't really like you. Or the old saying we hear, well, I love the sinner, but I hate the sin. Really? Do that with your kids. Do that with your spouse. Oh, I love you, darling, but I hate your sin. How's that working for you? How are your relationships doing with this, you know, dichotomy that sounds so righteous, sounds so spiritual? I'm going to group all the people that I like and I love, and I like what they do and I love what they do over here, and I'm going to group all the other people over here. I love you because I'm supposed to, but I don't like you. I don't like what you do. I don't love what you do, and I hope you're good with that. But, you know, really, when somebody tells me they love me, and I'm just going to be honest here, when somebody tells me they love me, I don't want to feel like it's a tolerating love. I love you, but I tolerate how you act and how you speak and what you do. I tolerate that. When somebody says they love me, I want to feel like they adore me. You know, that's what wins my heart. That's what builds the strength into the relationship. So this idea that we can love everybody, regardless of how they vote, what they look like, what they do, what they don't do, but we hate what they do. It sounds really good and it reads good on paper, but it just doesn't work in relationships. It taints everything. And so I think it comes down to something really simple. And let me issue a little disclaimer here. We do have systems and, dare I say, corporations in our culture that need to be overhauled, if not eliminated. We've got some messed up systems. There's no doubt about that. So I don't want to sound overly simplistic at all. And so I've issued that disclaimer, but I really think that where it starts, where all of this starts, if we want to head toward health and wholeness and function, if you want to say it that way, where all this starts is to learn to love the person in front of you. Not with a tolerating love, but with an adoring love. To say, I love you and I'm crazy about you. And right now, as we're together, you are my universe. You are everything to me. And just embrace that and just fall in love with the person in front of you. And the reason I say this is because I've come to believe, because of my recovery and because of the people I'm in recovery with, I've come to believe that every human encounter is a sacred moment. It is a holy moment. God is there. He was there before you showed up in that other person. And some of us will say, oh, they're pagans, or oh, they're this, or oh, they're that. God is at work in everybody all the time. Sorry. That's just who our God is. And so when we encounter them, God is there in the other person, in me, and that makes that moment sacred. He's there through his Holy Spirit. And I think if God is our daddy and we're his kids, see, that's the way I look at this. If God is our daddy and we're his kids, he doesn't expect us to always agree with each other. He knows how his kids are. He doesn't expect us to always play nice with each other, because we're just not going to. But when it comes down to these important encounters that we have with people, which could be anywhere, literally, in a city park, in a checkout line, in a wherever it is. Anytime we have an encounter with somebody that has conversation and has dialogue and interchange back and forth, this is a potential for God to do some pretty cool stuff. And so for us to cooperate with that, instead of running them through our, back up, use another metaphor. Instead of holding up a little paper and say, okay, first of all, before we talk, let me make sure that I can check off all the boxes with you. How do you vote? Where do you go to church? What do you believe about this? Where do you stand on this issue? Where do you, instead of having them have to check off all these boxes, okay, now we can talk. You qualify as a person I can talk with. Instead of doing that, look them in the eye and ask yourself, is this a human being made in the image of God? Period. That's the only checklist you have to go through. Is this a human being made in the image of God? All right, then I want to hear what they have to say. I want to hear their story. I want to hear where they're coming from. And it is not in my agenda to fix them or change them or correct them or corral them or anything. It's my agenda to listen and respect and show the same kindness and consideration to them that I'm hoping they're going to show to me and that God always shows to all of us. And Jesus certainly did that with everybody. He showed the same consideration with Nicodemus, the religious Pharisee, that he did with the Samaritan woman at the well and with the woman caught in adultery. Jesus showed the same compassion, kindness, and respect for everybody. He never checked their affiliation or their lifestyle or anything. He just respected them and listened to them. The virus doesn't check anything. You know, are you Republican or Democrat? Oh, okay, well, I'm going to approach you this way. No, it's just, are you human? I'm going to get you. Can we do at least that well? Can we at least reach that level of consideration and impartiality toward each other? And this is almost getting to the level of sarcasm. Sorry. I think I preached there for a minute. But I think we need to hear this. And we keep saying this on our Sunday nights together. We can't come out the other end of this. And the only thing we brag about is that we survived. This is a chance for us to reboot our system, you know, to not just to update, but upgrade our system so that we don't go back to the old default settings, that when we come back together, we've got ourselves version 10.3 or whatever. We're a new version of ourselves that actually wants to listen, actually wants to respect, actually wants to care for each other. So if I preached a little bit, I preach to myself, because I'm really determined that when I'm able to be back with people again, face to face, buddy, I got two of these and only one of these. I want to do the math and listen. I got two of these. I want to look and listen and not use this, but let everything else take the other person in and understand them and empathize with them and sympathize with them and walk in their shoes. We can do this. We can do this. And we have a chance to get ready for it. You know, we got a chance to do some self-talk and some self-understanding and get ready for this. So let's do it. Let's do it. Thanks for spending this time with us tonight. Before we go, we're going to say the Serenity Prayer in just a minute, but there are just a few little announcements that we're just going to make to let you know what's coming up. We'll keep doing this virtual pathway every Sunday night at 6. You can go to the Facebook page, or you can go to the, what is it? You can help me out here, Lewis. Jump back in. It's BUMC online, right? Isn't that where we go?
It's hold on. It's BUMConline.org.
.org. Yeah. Because people keep fumbling around. They can't find their way. Let's say it again. And if you're watching, get a pen and write this down so that you don't miss it from now. BUMCOnline.org. That will get you to Virtual Pathway on Sunday night.
Right.
And so you can, and there's a comment section. We've discovered this comment section is really fun because people are chiming in and talking with each other as Pathway is happening. And if you want to be in a Zoom room at 7 o'clock on Sunday nights, you have to send me WVanValen at BroadwayUnited.org, not .com, .org. Send me a request. Okay, he's going to put it on down there.
Yep.
Send me a request and I will give you an invitation, or somebody will. We have 3 active Zoom rooms. Somebody, one of the hosts, will send you an invitation and you can join them for 40 minutes of lively, honest, authentic discussion. It's really a good way to keep in touch. So we want to just remind you of these things that we're doing. We've run out of smartphone videos of the band, so we're coming up with new ways to do music that you're going to discover. It's going to be fun. And we're just going to keep trucking along until we can get back together. So, have I forgotten anything, Lewis?
I don't think so.
All right. Let's gather in a circle. I don't care if we can't do it literally. Let's gather in a circle. Reach out your hands. Grab somebody by the hand. And we're going to say the Serenity Prayer together. So the words will be on the screen below as I say this. God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Living one day at a time, enjoying one moment at a time, accepting hardship as a pathway to peace, taking as Jesus did this sinful world as it is, not as I would have it, trusting that you will make all things right if I surrender to your will, so that I may be reasonably happy in this life and supremely happy with you forever in the next. Amen. Keep coming back. God loves you. And in case you didn't know it, yesterday, well, we're recording on Wednesday. Yesterday was Lou's birthday. Send him a belated happy birthday. Love you, dude. See you.
Love y'all. We'll see you later.
Yep.